This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday the U.S. was working with partners throughout the region to rescue the hostages taken by Hamas militants when the war began on October 7th. In remarks from Tel Aviv during a brief visit, Biden said the United States stands with Israel.
I come to Israel with a single message. You're not alone. You are not alone. As long as the United States stands, and we will stand forever, we'll not let you ever be alone.
Biden also met with Israeli President Isaac Herzog, as well as with Israeli first responders and the families of victims and those being held hostage by Hamas. The visit to Israel came amid rising humanitarian concerns in Gaza, where Israel has cut off the flow of food, fuel, and water. U.S. intelligence believes for now that Israel was not responsible for Tuesday's Gaza hospital blast that killed hundreds of Palestinians. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Officials in Gaza had quickly blamed an airstrike by Israel, which denied involvement, saying it was instead a missile misfire by the militant group Islamic Jihad, which also denied it. In Israel this morning with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
President Biden said Pentagon data showed it was not likely a strike by Israel. The White House National Security Council now says analysis of imagery, intercepts, and other information shows Israel is not to blame, though the U.S. is still collecting evidence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel says it will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, the first crack in a 10-day seal on the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the decision was approved after a request from President Biden during his visit.